We pray. Father, above all people on earth, it is believers in your Son who understand what it means to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, your fellow redeemed, I'm going to share with you a part of a poem that some of you probably know. It's called Footprints in the Sand. Here's how part of it goes. One night I had a dream. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. So I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why. When I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." So I'll make a connection between that poem and what we find in the book of Job in our lesson for this evening. The reason I read from Job, which we're studying in our Wednesday evening Bible study, is because the man who says these words in chapter 37 is a man by the name of Elihu, and he connects God with every natural event that takes place. God is never disconnected from anything that happens in the world. We might say that 120 years ago or so, this was better understood by more people than it is today. Very different today. Whether you look at our schools or our conferences, the news media or documentaries, very rarely is there some sort of divine recognition in the events of the world. People simply assume that if there is a God, he's not involved, or only at certain times. It's kind of like I was explaining to, I think, one of you this last week, what is called deism. Deism was a popular religion back in the 18th century, give or take a few hundred years. But deism is the belief that there is one God, but he's not necessarily Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And this one God is powerful and maybe just, maybe loving, but he's not involved. He's not involved. He just put the world in place and steps back and kind of watches it. That's deism. But that is not the God of the Bible, and that's not the God that Elihu was talking about in Job chapter 37. The point is, wherever you find any event, great or small, disastrous or beautiful, there you find God. He's never disconnected from anything. We cannot divorce God from anything that takes place. And so we might say that God is walking alongside each and every event, not each and every person, but each and every event in the world. And you might even say that God is also carrying the different events that take place at all times and all places throughout the world. He's involved. He's walking alongside, or caring as he's walking. So where you see amazing or powerful or even disastrous things, there you see God. Where you see merciful things, where you see beautiful things, where you see fascinating things, there you see God. He is involved. He is walking next to or carrying all these things. Again, going back to Job, Elihu there says, these things serve as his signs to all mankind so that all men may know his work. And in each one of these events, we not only see God, but we see his one or more of his various attributes or characteristics, like his creativity, how he maintains things. We see his power, his wisdom. We see his sovereignty, his majesty. We see his severity. We see his justice. We see his kindness. We see his goodness, and we see his love. This reminds me, and I don't think I've mentioned this to you in a sermon yet, so I'll do so now, but several weeks ago when I was at Bethany, I was talking to a fairly new professor at Bethany. He was from China, and he had been an atheist. He was an evolutionist. He came to the United States, and he went to classes at a university, and he got his doctorate, but during this process, he talked to a Christian pastor. And in this university student at the time, he didn't believe in God. Like I said, he was an atheist, but he was a scientist. And all this pastor did was direct him to the design within things, the design within the eye, the design within the ear. In this professor from China, he said, yeah, even the design within the smallest cell. Evolution cannot explain the design that is there. So he went from design to a designer and then introduced to the true God who is the designer, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he became a Christian, and now he's at Bethany. Praise the Lord. When we describe God in this way, that he's involved in absolutely everything that takes place, somehow overseeing them. We're not saying that he is some sort of tyrant. We're not saying that he's some sort of manipulator or puppeteer pulling the strings. He has a reason for walking with everything, carrying everything. He has a reason for his involvement. As again, Elihu says in Job 37, he causes this, whatever it is, the rain, the snow, he causes this to happen for punishment, for his land, or for his faithful love. So there's a number of reasons that God is walking there and carrying these things and is intimately involved in all these things. And this is, of course, where we come to the message of our national holiday, Thanksgiving. When God is involved in all these things, there is punishment sometimes. He is sometimes just providing for his land, for his creation, but he's also doing out of his faithful love to give us all that we need for this life. The ways of God are unfathomable. They're incomprehensible, and that's what Job was struggling with. I don't understand this, God. That's why Elihu came along and said, Job, let me help you understand these things better. But we do know that God will not violate, he says here in our text, he will not violate his justice, he will not violate his abundant righteousness. And again, this is why we have all these blessings in this life. And it's also interesting, as Elihu points out here, as we see throughout Scripture, that God centers or focuses attention on one unique creature of his creation, and that's man, that's you and me, that's us who are created in his image, that is you and me who are deeply fallen into sin. He still focuses his attention on you and me, in spite of the fact that we have all this sin in our lives. He wants us to be and remain the apple of his eye, the focus of his attention. So let me go back now to the poem. Even though God walks next to every event that ever happens, is involved in absolutely everything, even though his footprints can be noticed in just about everything, even though there is nothing disconnected from his existence and his power, and even though he walks with us and even carries us every step of the way, there was one point when his footsteps took a very unexpected and strange and inexplainable turn. So it's almost like we would be saying to him, "What are you doing, God? Where are you going?" And his answer would be, "I'm walking this way. Follow my footprints. I am walking to the cross." That was always his earthly destination. That's where he always wanted to go. A path he had to trod all by himself. Not even his father was with him. But that is where he paid the price for your sin and your fallen nature. That cross destination brought about your forgiveness and made possible the heavenly destination for you. His cross even now sanctifies all your struggles and afflictions and adversities and pain. And in doing so, he says everything will be okay. You are still blessed. And this is a walk he accomplished so our walk could be heavenward all the way. So we end up walking through the gates of heaven. And so you think about it, this is why the Christian understanding of Thanksgiving is set apart. We know that God's footprints are in everything. We know that he walks with us, he carries us. And we know, above all, that his footprints went to the cross. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forevermore. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.